Hi, everyone. It has been so wonderful to meet with all of you for our conferences the past 2 weeks. Thank you for making the time in your busy schedules to come on another Zoom call. And I so wish that we could be meeting in person, but I really appreciate just how smoothly it's gone and that you would take the time to partner with me in your child's education. A couple of announcements for next week. There is a link on our updates page with the order form for Woodbury Spiritware, and it's due by October 19th. So that date was extended if you would like to still order your spiritware. There are a couple of other links that you've seen already, but they're still there on the updates and announcements page as well. So I'll get into the curriculum for next week. We'll be back at on our normal schedule with no minimum days, so except for Wednesday. So it'll be a full week, and we have a lot to go over next week. So in reading workshop, we wrapped up our fiction unit this week, and we'll be starting our first nonfiction unit. What we're going to do is we'll be using nonfiction books during reading workshop in the class, and then students will still be reading fiction books at home. If they have a lot of nonfiction books and they want to continue the work at home, they're welcome to. But one of the reasons we like to keep fiction going at home is because kids tend to read more when they're reading fiction. And so we kind of all slow down when we're reading nonfiction just because there's a lot of information to take in. And they've worked so hard at getting their volume of pages up over the last few weeks that we want to keep that going at home. So they'll still be reading a lot in class, but they'll be reading nonfiction here and they can continue their fiction work at home. We're going to be learning about the fact that readers have to choose to be fascinated by what they read. And we learn a lot about the world around us through reading nonfiction. And we talk a lot about how it is literally a decision that we make to learn from what we're reading. We're gonna practice noticing details and asking questions about the details, and then taking action to clear up any confusion. So readers will get to borrow books from my classroom library. I have tons. And also from the school library. With my books, it's a little easier to clean them and get them around the book, get them around the class. But what we'll do is readers will choose a few books to keep them busy for the week, and then we'll quarantine them, and then they'll be able to choose books for the next week as well. And then they'll obviously be able to take their library books home also. In Writer's Workshop, we're also going to start a new unit next week on writing information books. What's really great about this is we're going to be studying information writing and then also writing information writing. And so one of the things that we've talked a lot about in Writer's Workshop is how writers study other writers. So we'll get to really start to see how reading and writing go hand in hand. And so I would encourage you to talk to your child about what they're learning. Kids will write multiple pieces across the course of next week just to get lots of writing done, and then we'll get into a more in-depth study of information writing. I apologize for being tongue-tied today. It's the end of the day when I'm recording this, and I have a hard time talking after teaching all day. So in math, fifth graders will continue the second part of chapter one. We're going to be practicing multiplication strategies. We'll look at how multiplication and division relate to one another. We'll continue to use the distributive property, and then we'll write and evaluate numerical expressions. There's a lot going on in fifth grade math next week. In sixth grade, we'll continue our unit on ratios next week. We're going to focus on a new tool to use, which is called ratio tables instead of a double number line. And we'll also begin to compare ratios and discuss what it means to find a unit price and why that's important when thinking about ratios. There will be no homework quiz for sixth grade or for fifth grade next week in math. In history, fifth graders are continuing their study of the first colonies in America. They'll work on their interactive social studies notebooks that they just started today, and they'll also begin their study of the 50 states and capitals. Sixth graders will begin the study of ancient Egypt next week, which is always a really fun one. The kids will build background knowledge and study vocab. They'll study the geography of ancient Egypt and the Nile River and take a look at some hieroglyphics. They will also be starting an interactive social studies notebook as well. In science, both grades will continue to work with their science lab teachers. In fifth grade, we'll continue what they're learning in science lab a little bit in here by studying matter. And in sixth grade, we'll look at some of the body systems in more depth next week. We kind of took a break from science this week because our days were shortened, and so there were certain things that had to get cut. If you have any questions, you always know where to find me. Thank you again for meeting with me this week. I've so enjoyed putting faces to names and just having time to connect with each and every family. And for those of you I haven't met with yet, I'll see you on Saturday. And I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.